LA is a really sunny place. It gets up to 278 days of sunshine a year. So you'd think LA would be a major player in developing solar power. But the city hasn't gotten as far as you might think. The DWP is still one of the dirtiest utilities in the states, getting almost half of its power from coal. And that doesn't fit in with Mayor Villaraigosa's vision of making LA the greenest city in America. He's throwing his weight behind solar power.
We use more solar energy, we use less dirty coal.
Today, Villaraigosa, a born and bred Angeleno, signed an ordinance empowering the DWP to test a new feed-in tariff program. It allows solar panel providers to team up with building owners to set up solar arrays and sell the power generated back to the DWP. City Councilman Eric Garcetti partnered with the mayor to write the ordinance.
A feed-in tariff program allows somebody to go to multiple businesses or somebody who owns huge warehouses throughout the region and to be able to go to them and say, look, I will make a deal with DWP if you give me the top of your roofs. The business makes a little something, that solar provider makes something, and the people of LA have better, greener energy.
But the devil's in the details, says Adam Browning of Vote Solar, a San Francisco green energy policy group. Proposed projects have to be doable.
As long as there are strong project viability requirements in that market-based approach, that is to say that you make sure that the projects that are bid in are real projects.
The feed-in tariff is a test program to work out those details. If all goes well, the program will be ramped up next year. And it's not just good government, it's personal for the mayor.
You know, I remember when I couldn't get out of my classroom. They'd keep you in your classroom because the air was so dirty.
And he clearly hopes he'll be leaving a lasting legacy.
As we go, so goes the state and the nation.
With business, labor, and neighborhood groups behind it, proponents think this can serve as a model for the nation. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.